Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life, and I am here with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we just got back from our wonderful vacation in Florida. Larry was there in Tampa for the Yankees training camp.
Yeah, training camp.
How was that, Larry?
Oh, it was spectacular. It was quite the adventure.
And how was your hotel with Bob?
Oh, the hotel was pretty nice. It was nice, but something happened I wanted to tell you about, though.
Tell me.
It was really something.
Tell me.
It's hard to believe, but it really happened, I swear.
Okay.
It really happened. See, so I take my glove, you know, from Little League, you know, it still fits. I take my glove with me, see, because you never know when there's going to be a foul ball or something like that. You know, you have a chance, you know. So sure enough, wouldn't you know it, there's, you know, a pop fly, and, you know, it's coming right towards me. I had my eye on it the whole time, you know, because we're sitting along the baseline and everything, and there it is, and I have it, here it comes, and then I look at my glove, and it's not there, right? He says, where the hell did the ball go? Would you believe, you know where the ball was? It was in Bobby's beer. Landed right in his beer, right? Yeah, could you believe that, Dot?
Wow.
Yeah. And that's not the weird part. You know what happened? I'm like, I said, I would never miss the Bob. Sorry, Bobby. There's like $10 beers or whatever, you know? So, you know, he doesn't want to waste the beer, you know? There's like $10. You know that? Did you know that?
I could imagine.
Yeah, $10 beer. Yeah. Yeah. So then he's like, you know, he takes a sip of his beer anyway. I says, oh, you know, what are you doing? He says, it tastes funny. I says, because there's a baseball in it. That's why. He says, no, just taste it. There's something wrong here. Well, guess what? You know what? It tasted like Vaseline.
Oh.
Yeah, Vaseline.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the player's doing something. You know what happened?
Hmm.
Here's this kid. He's like heckling me over there, right? You know what he did? He smeared Vaseline all over my glove. So I wouldn't be able to catch anything, see?
Slid right out.
You can't catch a baseball or something like that. It just shot right out of there like buttered poop through a tin horn. Oh, my God. And he heckled me the whole time, you know? I mean, you know, Bobby thinks it's silly, too, that I have my glove, you know? But
yeah.
I want to keep the ball, you know?
I know. Larry, you were so excited about going to the training camp.
It's okay.
Well, thank you for sharing it to the podcast. I know how that hurt. I know you really wanted a ball.
I'll get over it.
Yeah. Well, I had to console Larry. He came down to Orlando, rented a car, and met me down there. I flew into Orlando, and we went to Walt Disney World. We stayed in Lake Buena Vista. It's nice to say on-site Disney, but I wanted to try something different, and we thought we were going to go to Universal Studios, but we wound up going to Disney because we love Disney. And, well, something happened there. You know, there's always something exciting happening with us. And let's just say that one of my wigs is, it's gone. That's all I got to say. It's gone.
Why don't you just say it, Dot? You are on the roller coaster. The wig just flew right off your head. Just say it. It's okay.
It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. I really didn't want to share that in the podcast. But, you know, this is life. This is our life. Right, Larry?
I'm sorry, but it was kind of funny, you know?
But where did it go, Larry? Where did it go?
Well, you know, it flew up, but the part you don't know is what about the guy behind it? It stuck right to his face is what it did. And I looked back and he thought it was like some kind of animal attack. Rips it off of his face, you know, and he just throws it. He just flings it into the air. Just like the fly ball. I try to keep my eye on him. There goes the wig. But, you know, I lost sight of it.
You know, that was one of my favorites. You know, and you know what made it so well is if Florida's warm, you know that. I mean, not right now in the spring, but generally speaking, it's warm. And the reason why I brought that particular one is because it had a really nice mesh on it that allows for better breathing in my head. So I wasn't so hot. And I got to tell you that it wasn't fun having to walk through the park with the, you know, that pantyhose thing that I wear on my head under the wig. It wasn't fun.
Yeah, maybe somebody's using it for a mop or something now.
But you know, Larry, Larry's so sweet. You know what he did? He went into one of the gift shops and he got me a hat and was a big sombrero and put it on my head.
Oh, it looks cute on you too, Dot.
Well, let's just say we brought it home and gave it to Mariella, whatever the hell her name is, and she loved it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good on her, too.
So it was a win-win. It was a win-win. So, yeah, so that was our exciting time in Florida. And, yeah, thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. And you have a great day. Bye.